Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 688. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Jeremy Mays. We have both jointly decided to watch Chris Jericho's promo before starting this very podcast.
Yes, that's kind of weird. I heard it on the background for you, and I'm like, all right, cool, let's finish this out. So, I don't know. The pay-per-view was already selling itself anyways. I don't know how much more they need to do to sell it.
Like, if you're not in for it, like, I don't know what to say. You know? I would think that the debut or re-debut return, maybe, of CM Punk, if that doesn't have you, like, I'm not sure. There isn't anything else on the card that really screams to me by this pay-per-view necessarily. Like, I guess I just don't think that Jericho's in-ring career is done, and I don't know in some ways why they're doing this match, because, I don't see him retiring.
Well, his contract's up. I believe his contract is up after this. If I remember right. If not, it's up at the end of this year. And Fozzy just is going back on tour again. So, you know, it could be worked in, and it could be some goofy, like, it's a match with no stipulations. So he could theoretically get disqualified and lose.
That is true.
So it'd be like, you know, or counted out or some dumb shit like that.
Right.
You know, but that would be one to where he could be like, no, that's not, you know, that's not what I meant, whatever else, which is still kind of a, goofy thing to do, but.
You're all right.
You know, better than a pinfall, or a submission or something like that. So, but no, I'm intrigued by that one. The Bucks versus Lucha Brothers doesn't really do anything for me, even though it's in a cage.
I'm going to enjoy the hell out of that match, but, it's almost empty calories. It's the corn of wrestling. It's going to be a lot of fun. There are going to be some crazy moves. It's going to drive me bananas because neither team likes to tag in and out. And they really seem to bring out their own worst tendencies when they wrestle each other.
It's in a cage, isn't it? So I guess in this case, it won't matter.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. AEW's got a weird problem. Like, I did not watch last week's show. I was at the beach. I heard the first hour was good. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but like the first hour was good? Or
generally, yeah.
And then it just fell apart or something like that?
It was the second half of it was pretty there was one bad segment in the first hour, and then like three out of the four segments in the second hour were terrible. Okay. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was that Chris and I talked about, but being actually good in that second hour, but there was not a whole lot good coming out of that second hour.
Yeah, I did not catch up on the week I missed at all. I saw CM Punk debut, or return, I should say.
Oh.
I actually didn't watch that when I got back, because that was just cool. I mean, if you didn't like that, you just don't like wrestling.
there's
no way around it.
Yeah, agreed.
Just stop watching. So, I did not watch SummerSlam at all. I saw what happened.
Hey.
I watched most of TakeOver today. I saw the matches I wanted to. One, Adam Cole being a free agent now. I thought TakeOver was booked. Not booked. It was put together all wrong. I honestly think Karrion Kross and Joe should have been first. And I know that sounds kind of stupid, but they knew what they were going to get. If you saw the first one, you knew what you were getting with Dragunov and Walter. That should have been last. I know it's the NXT UK title. I don't care. That should have been last. That match was incredible.
Yeah, that was the. I still have not gone back to watch the first, despite I think you, Shahid, and Chris at this point have told me to go back and watch it, and I still haven't. But you know yeah, that match was a lot of fun at this takeover.
Okay, Dragunov's got like that, not pasty skin. How would you describe it? Like really pale skin. So, besides that, Walter beating the shit out of him. I mean, I've never seen someone have, well, besides hickeys, obviously. I've never seen anybody with, like, blood blisters or blood pools on their neck from getting slapped. Not even in MMA, you don't see that.
Well, yeah, you don't tend to get that slapped that frequently. It's usually the kicks that really welt.
Yes. And would you see, was it Walter's leg?
Oh, no.
It was, I don't know which leg it was, but it was his inner thigh was just beat red and was starting to bruise. Those two were beating the hell out of each other. And I'm like, remember how this is not supposed to be real? Like, you're not supposed to be doing this to each other? That was just two men beating at each other in a quote-unquote fake sport. And, I mean, it even ended, like, it ended kind of anticlimactically because it should have.
All
they did was hit each other. Ugh.
Yeah, someone had to stay down at some juncture.
And that's how the first one was.
Oh.
It was just beat each other, and Walter just beat him up a little bit more than Dragunov could.
Gotcha.
And this one, I was surprised. Okay, I was surprised by the quick tap out.
Oh.
But then when they showed the replay, that was a straight legit chokehold he had him in. Like, there was no chin. The chin was clearly over the elbow. I mean, I'm like, holy crap. I mean, knowing what they were doing to each other?
Yeah.
He's probably like, yeah, that's enough. All right, we're supposed to go home already. Let's go.
Yeah, well, I know I'm losing this match. I may as well not take this for real.
Oh, yeah. And I did think it was weird, though. Afterwards, he, like, put his foot on Walter's chest and stuff. Like, dude, that match was pretty even. Like, you didn't... It was like the Ultimate Warrior beating Randy Savage at WrestleMania.
Oh,
where it was like decisive,
right? So. Yeah, that was a long drawn out slugfest.
Mm-hmm. I loved every goddamn minute of it. I realized after watching that, I know what I've always known what I've liked in wrestling, but when I really like the wrestlers involved, it makes me love wrestling even more. Like, what was it, 2 years ago now? Like, Gargano and Cole? I almost got in a fight with Elise because I thought she gave away the ending. So, just stuff like that. Like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's good. There's nothing better. So,
yeah, the highs are unfortunately worth the lows.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. But, and I just felt bad for Cole and O'Reilly. Like, the match was good.
Oh.
Look what you had to follow.
Well, and they had the stipulations or, you know, obviously in the first match, really a lack thereof stipulations since it was just a normal match. That pinfall was the only one that really bothered me.
I don't know.
You know, they laid that match out kind of weird. Like, it was almost 10 minute, 10 minute, 10 minute. Because they didn't really stay. I know that Chris was a little bit worried that they'd overstay their welcome because their matches have been crazy long. But they did kind of curtail that. And It might have hurt the first fall more than the other falls.
Yeah. The first fall seemed like it was like 3 minutes into the match or something. It was weird.
Yeah. That's why I found that first fall kind of strange. Like, I don't think it's quite 3 minutes, but like it was pretty early in that match.
Yeah. And the thing I really did like, though, as much as I did like the quick finish, I did love Adam Cole's expression. Like, wait, what? Like, he looked genuinely shocked. Like, you know, because he's a great wrestler anyways, so he knows what to do. But he looked legit shocked. Like, are you joking? Oh, God. Why? Why do they keep putting this on TV? Like, I'm not really a big fan of the Big Show, but I hope... No, I'm not going to say that. Never mind. I just want it to be over. You know?
I can't believe how far my TV feed is behind. Maybe when I get officially moved to Atlantic Broadband, I'll catch up with you. Maybe I won't. But Aleister Black is still on my TV.
Oh, okay. It just ended, that's why. So, another... which we can get to in another day, but yeah, but like the whole match, it was like, you knew Riley, so okay, bless you. But it's like you knew Kyle O'Reilly was winning, so it was like okay, I don't know. It just knowing Adam Cole was leaving, even if he won, even if he lost, I'm sorry, knowing he wasn't going to win because if he loses, he's going to the main roster or he's just going away. You know what I mean? Like,
he knew
what was coming. He wasn't sticking around NXT, so...
Yeah, I assumed that there probably would have been a leak about whether or not if he did in fact sign. I felt like you would have gotten some type of word before, before the pay-per-view, especially since it was on a Sunday. But once nothing was really heard after that or before that, I kind of knew what was coming.
Yeah, but now it's, well, now Adam Cole is officially a free agent. So, we'll see.
I mean, I did think it was kind of interesting. I believe you and I talked about people going to different places. At least the early rumor seems to be Braun Strowman and Buddy Murphy to Impact Wrestling.
Interesting.
We talked about how not everyone can go to AEW. I mean, they do have a little more TV time to fill now, but there's only so many spots at the top of any promotion.
Yeah, now Buddy Murphy going doesn't surprise me. Or Buddy, was it Buddy Maxwell?
He's going by Buddy Matthews. I think that's his real last name. I think that's his shoot last name.
Okay, so that's fine. Braun going is a surprise. He just released something as under the Adam Shearer banner about him and EC3 got back together.
Oh.
So to me, I was like, did Sinclair finally throw some money out and get him in Ring of Honor? So, but the way Impact's working with everybody, who the hell knows, man? But, I don't know. So, we'll see. It's interesting. Yeah. I still like Braun, or Adam Shearer now, I guess, until he has a different name. But yeah, we'll see. So...
Yeah, that'd be an interesting pickup for them.
Yes. It's insane. It doesn't make any sense. But...
Because they don't really have anyone there. Like, other than Moose, I can't think of physically anyone that really matches against him.
What's his name? The former Big Kaz.
I forget that he's there.
Yeah, and they got that. He's not in tall wise, but they got that foul ball.
Oh yes, foul ball.
So I'm not a big fan of his, but it's someone big. That'd be a pretty interesting way to get the title off of Christian.
You would definitely not question that win if he's the one that ends up taking on Christian.
Yeah, and then I guess, you know, you're not going to have him on, you know, Impact or AEW Dynamite. So, because the Dynamite fans would go nuts. But, I don't know. Anyway, right now, outside of WWE, anything's possible. So, as we're starting to see, I guess. But, okay, real quick, to round out.
Real quick. To NXT, back to NXT TakeOver.
Yes, sorry. Yeah. Dakota Kai is awesome. Raquel Gonzalez is getting really good. I'm happy to see Kaylee Ray there. She deserves a better spotlight. I learned more about Karrion Kross in that sit-down promo that him and Joe did, or like the promo before the match. I learned more about Karrion Kross in that promo than at any other time at NXT.
Oh.
He kind of made sense. Just to know that he's going to the main roster now, or he is on the main roster. So, again, kind of anticlimactic with Joe winning, but...
Oh. You know. Yeah, you don't get that many matches on Raw and stay on NXT.
Right.
You know?
I love that whole promo stuff, and Cross came across really good. Joe just came across as awesome Joe, like usual. And I can't remember what it was, and Joe goes, well, I'm just going to fuck him up. Oh, he goes, I'm going to fuck him up. And they bleeped it out, and I started laughing. Like, oh, wow, Joe's back. Okay. Like, it's just so matter of fact, nonchalant, like, that's what I'm going to do. And it's like, it doesn't take paragraph upon paragraph of dialogue to get over something so easy and so quick.
And I mean, well, that was one of those things that I don't know if he wasn't, if he finally got cleared to wrestle.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, I guess that's a yes. But, you know, I guess if you're the WWE, why didn't you keep him in the first place if he was that close? But, I mean, that guy, whether it's behind the mic or... You know, his promos, like, he has just been killing it in the WWE, I guess I just think, as a whole, for a while at this point.
Yes. Well, that's why everyone was upset when they just constantly misused him. Joe should have never been a mid-carder. And the whole thing with him, all right, he supposedly was short, right? He wasn't too much shorter than Karrion Kross was. He's supposed to be, what, 6'5", something like that?
Yeah, Karrion Kross is not what he's listed in Wikipedia.
Yeah, so the one thing, now, this is where the bad comes from. That's the end of the takeover stuff. And we're going to see more of this now. I hate the idea that Triple H and Shawn Michaels created all this stuff in NXT. That, like, how many times do we rave about that Karrion Kross entrance? I mean, outside the lip syncing, that was a little goofy, but it was theatrical. It was huge for a tiny audience in a tiny little studio they filmed this in.
Mm-hmm.
Lighting, music, mood, atmosphere, all of this, right? And what happens when he goes to the main roster? I'm just walking to the ring. That's it.
Oh. And yeah, having
the main roster fucking sucks. There's no way around it. Not wrestling wise, it's not. Sorry.
It would really help if that outfit fit properly. The headgear is bad. I don't know if you can really correct it, but. That thing is about three sizes too large on his head. And the straps, why do you have loose straps on your tights? They just look uncomfortable. And obviously just thrown on there for Vince McMahon reasons.
Yes, because when you have a body or a torso covered in tattoos, upper body, why the hell do you need accessories? Seriously. Why do you need straps? Why are you making him look like so? Like, one, someone pointed out, that looks like some gear Demolition would have worn. And you know why Demolition wore that? Because they were old. And they had to distract you from the fact that, you know, Demolition, they weren't actually that big.
Oh.
You know? Like.
No. When they went against the powers of pain, that became clear and obvious.
Yes. Yes. I mean, so the reason, like, we've already seen what happens to guys in NXT that go to the main roster. Keith Lee is now doing dark matches to get a character change and to learn WWE style, supposedly. And they may turn him into a bad guy.
Yeah, well, I will admit, and Chris and I talked about this on the last show, Damian Priest has survived the curse.
Yeah, I mean, they gave, okay, and I know how this is going to sound, but whatever, he's Puerto Rican, right? And they got Bad Bunny in there, who's Puerto Rican, so you've got that going, so you're trying to get that crossover audience, and yes, I'm being dead serious, and then just keep it going. I don't hear the crowd reacting for Damian Priest all that much, though.
So, I think he's getting a good reaction.
I would say a good reaction, but not to the point of like how they're pushing him. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not vibing with it. I'm not digging it that well.
I've liked Priest for, you know, since I saw him in Ring of Honor. I don't know how long ago at this juncture. So, and I mean, I guess I felt the same. Who else? I wish Keith Lee were in the same position. You know, to go back to the prior example, I really don't understand what they really want out of him. Like, simple as cutting out a moonsault or something in a match, that's fine. But I'm still baffled about this whole, like, you know, everyone's treating it like a complete reprogramming, and, you know, by the amount of time that he's been off TV, they're treating it like a complete reprogramming.
Yeah.
And
well, he apparently was.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
He was apparently the guy that Vince McMahon had a problem with saying he doesn't know how to work. I'll repeat that. Vince McMahon said that he doesn't know how to work. That should tell you all you need to know. And the reason I'm bringing this up and harping on this again, and I know this is a dead horse, when NXT goes back to being live, do you know who's running NXT?
Oof, yeah, that news, I feel like, officially Bruce came Pritchard. Out.
Yes. The same crack team that gives you Monday Night Raw and tears up a script right before, you know, the day of the show because he doesn't like it. The same guy is going to do that to what was once a beloved brand. It boggles the mind. Like, if they want, all right, so they need to figure out what NXT is then. If Vince and Bruce Pritchard are going to be the guys that are going to produce the show, right? Is NXT an actual developmental anymore, or is it another brand? Because when it went to USA, they started saying it was another brand for WWE. But now that it wasn't doing so hot and they're making all these changes, they're like, well, it was developmental anyways. Make up your minds.
Yeah, I mean, they do need to figure out which. It seems like they're leaning towards a developmental route. Like, all signs seem to be pointing that way. But It's one of those things that, yeah, the structure of the WWE just kind of baffles me. You know, like, I know that, like, I guess I'm thinking about baseball just because there's more minor leagues in that situation, and it's, to me, a little bit easier of a comparison where, like, you know, you have the GM setting what you want to do, you know, what you want to stress, all these other kind of nuances, but like everyone below him kind of implements that. And like, I guess if you thought that Triple H and Shawn were doing that bad of a job, why didn't you talk to them, change out who was running it? Like, yeah, like Vince is just too hands-on for his own good, really. Like, I, 'cause he doesn't
He's
know
too
what to
hands-on for
put.
something he doesn't pay attention to.
Well, yeah.
And that's like even like I understand the example you're putting down, but it's like baseball, you know, it's all right, you gotta learn to hit, you gotta learn to field, you gotta learn to pitch, all that sort of stuff, right? And get better at it. Pretty fundamental and easy. WWE goes, okay, you've been wrestling on independence for 10 years, and now we're gonna tear down everything you do and rebuild and restart you. Even though we signed you based off of everything you were doing. It's kind of like the music industry. Or at least how it
Well,
used to be.
you know, that was one of the more interesting points that Nick Khan had in a recent interview, that they want to stop going to the indie talent pool. And the WWE has always gone to the indie talent pool. Like they're is a very limited amount of true just WWE stars. Like, I know that we've used Charlotte as an example, who didn't wrestle on the independents at all. You know, there's a handful of them, but the vast majority of them had indie experience. Like, in concept, it works, but in execution, they haven't ever really been that. Like
I'm trying to think of.
you're fund you're almost if you're really gonna implement that, like you're fundamentally changing like how the company works.
Because another one I could think of was Braun Strowman. I don't believe he
Oh.
ever wrestled anywhere else. And they actually hid him from TV for the most part.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even old stuff, like, you can go back to the stuff when we were kids. You know,
Oh,
that
yeah.
was not Bret Hart's first rodeo. It wasn't Steve Austin's. It, you know,
It
like,
wasn't Hulk Hogan's.
yeah, it wasn't Hulk Hogan's.
Yeah. Yeah,
So,
it's a bunch of bullshit.
yeah.
So,
Well,
and
until
it's
they
just
actually
architecture.
do it, it's definitely bullshit until they actually do it.
Yeah, and honestly, like.
Oh, I guess you could what call Kurt Angle a WWE product completely?
True. Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Okay,
I was
and
trying to think
Ronda
of something different.
Rousey, I guess. But you're also starting at a pretty high skill level to start with both of those
Yeah.
people.
Yeah, I guess the Bella Twins. I'm being dead serious. I was trying to think of some women as well.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of what you think of them, they were in there. Well, they were created for WWE, but at the same time, they were also doing they were on for the bra and panties and that sort of stuff. But,
Yeah, they had quite an evolution themselves.
Because all of them wrestle on indies. I don't know, everyone has to start somewhere. But with rumored, I guess, is they just want to go and they want to start. All right. Oh, you played high school basketball? Come on, you're a wrestler now. Like that's it. So they want to pick like if we were younger, they pick us up off like if we went out to try out them. All right, let's get in here and see what you got, and then teach you the WWE style, and that's it. It's a waste of money, first off. Why not have and I guess this is exploitive, I don't know, but why not have someone cut their teeth for 5 years on somebody else's dime, and then you go and get them?
Yeah, I mean, yep. Just do what the NFL does and let the NCAA cover that.
Yeah, exactly. So, no way. Oh, all right, sorry. I meant to shut AEW off, but you'll see.
Oh, no, it's still on, and I will always be happy when Ty Conti is on my TV.
Oh, no, just wait.
Oh, okay. Cool. I kind of figured that we were that I was behind and that something else was in store here.
Yes. Yeah, Ty Conte's on. Which is another thing. Like, I know there's other news out there, but like AEW, it's and Tony Khan saying that they're trying to, you know, they're not going to go the indie route. He's full of shit too. They don't have a developmental place. What, the Nightmare Factory? What performance center do they have, or something like that? What developmental does AEW have? And do not tell me Dark Elevation. Shut up. No.
I don't. Who is that, by the way?
Anna Jay.
Wow. Forgot what she looked like.
Who that is? I didn't know she was healthy. So that's cool. So,
yeah. So, all
right.
Yeah, that, I guess that makes sense for Anna Jay to make the save. I'm an idiot occasionally. Kind of like I forgot about Damian Priest taking the championship off of Sheamus, even though it just happened.
Well, yeah, because poor Sheamus.
He had a good run, man.
I really like Sheamus, though. So
I really like Sheamus, too, but it's just, like, he's still kind of beyond that in some ways. Like, I'd love to see him get another real championship run.
Yeah, it's never going to happen, unfortunately.
No. It that does not seem like it's in the cards.
Yeah. But, like, watching AEW and seeing the WWE, you know, Future Endeavor crew. You know, we got Malakai Black, Miro. I'm trying to think who else. Ty Conte, she was another one. Got let go.
Yep.
2.0, which the idea that 2.0 gets back, or the former Ever-Rise, they get released, they show up on Dynamite, they're feuding with Moxley and Kingston, and then was it Darby Allin or Orange Cassidy? No, it was Darby Allin and Sting. Then they have a match with Darby Allin and Sting, and then this week they attack CM Punk. And they get in a fight with Darby Allin and Sting again. These were job guys who were so good at their job they got fired. They come into AEW and are being used perfectly.
Well,
they're just instigators.
Yeah, there's no... I mean, I'm not going to job Triple H because I did really like what they... that was another firing, let-going, releasing, whatever you want to call it, that you could tell that Triple H didn't have any hand in that. They were literally just on TV. Like, they had been consistently on TV for, like, 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. And they got let go.
Killian Dane got fired in the middle of a feud. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm not going to... I agree that AEW is using them, you know, just like they're supposed to be. Like you said, they're just kind of, a villain that is just stirring the pot, even though you kind of know that they're gonna take the L. They're so entertaining and they're so dicky that, yeah, they just do a really good job. Like, Yeah, they're enhancement talent that's better than enhancement talent.
Yes. But where else I was going, though, was they're using the WWE, like castaways, far better than WWE ever did. I mean, look
No.
at Miro, for God's sake. There's no better evidence. That's the character, or that's the badass he should have been the entire time. That was the one the crowd wanted.
But again, the WWE did use him correctly for at least the first couple of years, but the tank at WrestleMania was really the turning point.
Yes.
Coolest
The tank
entrance
and the
ever,
insane.
also led to his demise.
Yeah, well, and also what the problem was, they were having that dumb storyline with her and Dolph, and then they get engaged in real life and announce it, and they get mad, saying it messes up their storyline, even though they are very clear to say this is all an act anyway, so it shouldn't have mattered. Anyways, that was pretty much the downfall for him.
Yeah. So yes, the WWE for like also the last 3 years or whatever wasted his career, even after he got Rusev Day over. But they got pissed because they didn't come up with the idea, and it got over big
Yeah,
time.
they broke him and Aiden English up. Fired Aiden English. Miro took it off not too quickly after that. And then the other one's Malachi Black. I mean, that's still a head scratcher to me that they're going through all those promos, all those vignettes, and cut him. And he just picked it up and ran with it. And
Yeah,
now he's.
I mean, I don't think his character now has changed all that much from what he was doing there on SmackDown leading up to the very abbreviated Big E feud.
He never feuded. It was not even abbreviated. He kicked Big E in the face, was pulled from TV the next week, and fired that Monday. They never even had a promo about it. They didn't come to fisticuffs. They did nothing. Oof. Anyways. But no, it's like AEW is doing a far better job with that than
Yeah, Malachi
Wrestling.
Black, there's the when it, ever since he it seemed like he had him and Ricochet had footing as a tag team on the main roster. And then they split them up, and neither of them did well after that.
No, poor Ricochet. Just when you think he's getting, utilized better. Nah.
Yeah, he even
That's enough for him.
changes into tights to try and get the tights push, and that doesn't even help out.
Yeah, that's a lost cause. So, I mean, unfortunately, it's a lost cause. I mean, unless he likes the money, he's got to leave him. His contract's up.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
the only thing I
Like,
can think of.
he would be one that is desperately in need of a rebooting. So, yeah, if he doesn't leave, yeah, he really just likes the money.
And it's funny, looking back on the Paul Heyman Raw, when Paul Heyman was running Raw, and he was pushing like Humberto Carrillo, Aleister Black, the Street Profits. Trying to think who else was really good. Angel Garza, Andrade, all those
Oh,
guys.
yeah.
What is it? I know Street Profits are still on SmackDown. Carrillo showed up this week. And then everyone else is gone, right?
Is Garza gone?
He might as well be. I haven't seen him forever.
Yeah, like I don't remember the last time I've seen Angel Garza, but I don't remember him being on a released list either.
Yeah, he came back for something, and then he hasn't been seen since.
Yeah, he has just been he's a guy that you brought his name up and I haven't thought about him in a long time, but he's probably been MIA for a few months at this juncture. So that is that one's pretty wild. But yeah, most of those guys are now gone. Paul Heyman guys did not last.
Yeah, because Buddy Murphy was another one of them that was getting pushed with Seth Rollins.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty crazy to see that those Raws to now. So, but yeah, it's, I don't know, man. Like, you know, we keep talking about like how much wrestling's on and this and this, and I'm like, if Vince and Bruce take over NXT, that may be another one where like, oh, cool, I can just watch the highlights. Even though there's still characters and wrestlers I love, like Cameron Grimes, I really like Hit Row.
Yes. I like Legado del Fantasma.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was going to say next, but I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah, I mean, they have a clear pecking order, but it works.
Hey, Raul Mendoza actually talked this week. That was kind of surprising. Or no, it was at TakeOver. He had a promo.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's been doing a little more talking, and I feel like he's kind of shown off a little more second-in-command status than Joaquin Wilde. But Joaquin's gotten some promo time too, though. Like they've definitely deferred to them a little bit more recently in the Hit Row versus Legado feud.
Yeah, you know, that's right. Hit Row, they weren't on TV this week, were they?
I didn't pull up the reports like normal, but I'm feeling like none of them were on TV this week.
Okay, because I remember they introduced a woman to him.
Oh, that's right. She was, who did she confront backstage?
No, she went, did she confront someone backstage? Because she went and she attacked the woman's name from Hit Row, I never remember.
And last week she attacked B-Fab.
Yeah. Was she on this week? Did I miss that?
Yeah, I felt like, and now I finally did pull up the review here. Carmelo Hayes. When Carmelo Hayes had his promo, she was on.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, telling Carmelo Hayes to keep that championship name out of his mouth.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. So, there's still that stuff. Joe's awesome. I liked his comment about, I'm not here to elevate anybody. I'm not here to run the place. I'm just here to run people over, or something like that. You know, kind of typical Joe fashion.
Oh, yeah.
So, but my other worry is legit worry, with the changes coming. How long is it before Gargano and them are gone? Because can you possibly see him go to the main roster?
I mean, we've talked about it for years, and it's no. Yeah. Gargano is definitely this whole very strange yet highly entertaining turn is a heel. Has been a lot of fun, and they've extended it even more with this whole Dexter Lumis situation.
Yeah.
I didn't think that this whole thing was going to work as well as it did, but, I mean, Dexter Lumis still isn't cutting promos at all, but he's doing a great job of showing emotion and getting this whole, you know, helping to get this whole thing over. While Johnny Gargano acts like this weird overprotective father to an adult woman.
Well, and that's the thing. I can see if Sam Shaw, I'm sorry, Dexter Lumis starts talking, then we know exactly what's going on. How can you have a wrestler that doesn't talk? Well, Kamala didn't talk. So, there. That's helped you out. So. Kamala, you know, regardless of what you think about the gimmick, drew money. So, you know, Abdul the Butcher, he didn't talk.
Oh.
And as we found out at the Hall of Fame ceremony, we know why he didn't talk. So, and that's the same thing with Dexter Lumis. His voice doesn't match his physique in that.
Oh.
I heard him talk one time on Independence, and I don't remember much of him in Impact. So,
I don't think he did a lot of talking in Impact either.
Not too much, no. So yeah, so I'm like, huh, all right, well, we'll see. But no, I do like the Dexter Lumis indie thing.
But you had talked about Gargano going to the main roster, and I don't know if I really answered that part of it. But no, like I don't see him going to the main roster. Like he's just extended his career in NXT with this fun weirdness that.
Yeah,
I don't see Vince McMahon exploring the room with the cowbell like this.
Yeah, no, not at all. It'll be like, oh, that guy's pretty big. Let's get rid of these two. You know, because Candace is gone. So,
oh,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, Gargano is another one. Like, and Adam Cole's the same way. Like, I guess I don't really blame Adam Cole in any way because, you know, they did a good job with him when he did his little cameo for Survivor Series and made him seem like a big deal. But I would have little to no faith that they'd continue to do that with an extended run on, Raw or SmackDown.
No, there's no chance.
So, like,
they want, you know, bigger wrestlers.
Yeah, like Adam Cole leaving, just it makes a lot of sense. You know, he had done everything and he's in the same boat that Gargano is. They've done everything that they can do in NXT. Like they've got to move to the next territory. And yeah, it's going to be another one. Like, I guess I'm not worried. I know that Gargano is going to pick up a job somewhere.
Yeah, especially with, you know, I mean, like we constantly go back to Impact's out there, Ring of Honor, AEW's got too many, especially with the people they may be bringing in. So
no.
I can't see AEW being a destination much anymore, unless they start getting rid of people. Like, and I'm honestly confused by this. Gallows and Anderson wrestle on AEW more than they do Impact. And they're technically under contract to Impact. So I'm totally confused.
Yes. Again, do not blame New Japan for going, fuck you, you're not getting Tanahashi versus... John Moxley, you're getting Kojima versus John Moxley.
Yeah.
Because AEW really does not seem to be very nice to their partners in the NWA or Impact, in my opinion.
Well, I will say AEW did well. Yeah, they stole Thunder Rosa, they took Colt Cabana, they took not Ziggy Dice, Jesus. He just showed up at Impact. Ricky Starks. I mean, I guess Ricky Starks' contract ran out, but NWA people took him. And they did allow some of the women to wrestle at the NWA Empowered event.
Oh, okay.
So at least there's something there. But,
yeah, well, and they I will always say, like, I mean, they didn't do nothing for Impact, but they did pop the ratings when Kenny Omega was on the first time. I'm not sure that has been a sustained thing or not, and I don't completely care.
Yeah. No, now that Impact has a crowd again, it's easier to watch. And frankly, the talent's getting better, too. So it's
that's
all right.
They've had a solid product for a while. Like even if I kind of don't feel like watching it, it's just because I watch a lot of wrestling. It's just like, nah, man, that's just I'm still, I don't know how many hours behind on Ring of Honor at this point. Like I'm at least 7 weeks behind, I think.
I just say screw it and catch up.
Well, I might
Do we
actually get
need
to catch
to
up
recap
this
stuff, man?
weekend. Because
Yeah,
we
there's
aren't.
the way they recap stuff, you don't really need to.
Well, I honestly, like, I've seen some stuff just because stuff's out there on Twitter, and I do jump on the Stunt Granny Twitter more than occasionally. So I know some of the stuff that's out there already, but my mind kind of goes blank sometimes, you know, until I see it on TV.
So I just thought of this, and it goes. This is kind of like rounding the show back to the beginning. We were talking about how like the CM Punk stuff's intriguing. Of Jericho and MJF to me is intriguing, right?
Yeah.
I kind of get it now. I don't think All Out needed to be. I mean, I don't know if they planned this in a way ahead or not, but I don't know if All Out needed to be a giant card. And what I mean is, like, you know, it all signs pointed to Hangman Page and Kenny Omega, right?
Oh,
And
correct.
obviously it didn't happen. So they put Christian at the last second. To me, that seemed like a last second thing. Because you can like Christian, he's a good wrestler, you know, been a favorite. But it didn't seem like he had a lot of momentum going.
Now, he had started to get a little more momentum going, and I could have seen it, you know, like him being, if Kenny had held on against Paige, I could have seen him being the next challenger.
Yes.
You know, with another win, like I could have seen that happening. But yeah, like it definitely seemed like he needed a little more time and more exposure on Dynamite to
Yeah.
really kind of lock
And
in that he should be a challenger for the championship.
then so from there, like all of the momentum was going towards that. And then when they lost, it was like, well, now what? Like this thing's pretty soon. And like the crowd wanted it too. The crowd was jacked. Hell, I was there when they lost. They always talk about the letdown. You could feel the air go out of the building. It was crazy. And then, like, in a different sort of way, Jurassic Express is being built up and being built up and being built up. And then they lose to the Lucha Brothers. And it's like everyone loves Jungle Boy. So why wouldn't you just go ahead and, you know, pull that trigger? Unless like I mean, unless the Lucha Brothers are gonna win, I don't know. But
Yeah, I do think that they kind of the Bucks are a little bit like I've kind of enjoyed the shtick, but I also feel like they've been spinning their tires a little bit because they don't have a very deep tag team division. Like, even with all the tag teams that they have, they don't really have a deep tag team division. Because what
yeah.
Isaiah Cassidy it's not Party People.
Private party.
Private Party. You know, Private Party hasn't been pushed well enough. I mean, I do know that what's his name? The one guy from the young team is out with an ACL injury, so
Oh,
they
Tom
haven't
Flynn.
been able to push them at all. Obviously, I mean, FTR, that was one thing that we definitely agreed with before the show that we were going to watch FTR and Santana and Ortiz before we started this thing. It was definitely worth it, but both of those teams haven't necessarily been pushed. Like, well, A, we've at least had a feud between FTR and the Young Bucks, even if they're in different positions now. So I don't know if we necessarily need to see that, but Santana and Ortiz haven't gotten their chance at them, at the Bucks yet either. So, like, I'd imagine either Penta and Phoenix are going to win, or my next bet would be those two to take the championships off the Bucks.
Yeah. But it's like everything had a clear, like for All Out, it seemed like everything had a clear path. It was supposed to be Adam Page, and it looked, to me, it seemed like it was supposed to be Jurassic Express. And then everything changed. And it was like, well, it was kind of deflating. Like, well, wait a minute. Like, the card we wanted wasn't given to us. And we've kind of gotten blinded to that because now we've got CM Punk, Bryan Danielson apparently is going to debut at All Out instead of the New York show.
Oh, I saw that there is probably going to be a change in time, but that's pretty interesting.
Yes,
I did not see that part.
New York. Yeah, well, that's the rumor. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Dante Martin. Oh. That's different. Wow, that's a big cage, dude. Totally shit.
Yeah, it's almost a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
The only thing it doesn't have is the lid. Honestly.
Yeah, that is pretty nuts.
That's a pretty nice looking cage.
So is this where Sting rappels down? I mean, since you mentioned there's no top to the cage, does Sting rappel down? But...
Yeah, I don't know. Sting isn't really involved in this feud, so that would be kind of weird.
Yeah. But yeah, man. No, that's why, like, you know, All Out, it's still going to be a great card. It's still going to be a great show, I think. But it doesn't seem like the killer one that, like, because All Out's their big one, you know, since it was the first one.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being too harsh about it.
There isn't a whole lot. The CM Punk thing is kind of interesting. I don't think they've done a great job with, there's been promo time on it, but I'm not that excited, or at least excited as I should be, about Britt Baker versus Chris Statlander.
Because Chris Statlander doesn't get to talk.
I was going to say that's kind of the main problem there, is that Britt Baker's gotten promo time, but Statlander hasn't gotten wins on TV, really. Like, I feel like she had one or two right after they announced her as the challenger for Britt Baker, but I also feel like the last couple of weeks they haven't really done a lot of anything.
Yeah,
For her. Really. Like, no promo and no wins to make her look better. And, like, I don't even feel like she's had anything on Rampage, which, I, you know, the first week made sense with Britt Baker being the main event. And you weren't going to do it the day that CM Punk... Well, yeah, I guess you could have had her win the day that CM Punk returned, but... That did kind of chew up a decent chunk of time.
Yeah, I mean, that's because nobody was more important than that, which I think everyone understood.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
But yeah, but it's just like, it's, to me, it seems like All Out should have been, like, and this is obviously before the CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, whatever else happens. Omega Page, Jurassic Express, and the Bucks. Jericho MJF, the third match, not the fourth one. I had another one. I just lost. That was the whole point of getting into this. God damn it. Well, that sucks.
Well, I will say that, yeah, Jericho MJF being the fourth matchup is... It's not a rubber match. It's Jericho trying to redeem himself. Which is weird.
Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. I'm totally stuck on the other one I had.
I was trying to buy you a little bit of time there.
Yeah, I got it. Then it should have been Moxley and Tanahashi.
Oh, yes.
Why tease that? Especially with Tanahashi now being the United States champion. Why tease that and nothing? So it seems like everything that should happen didn't. And I mean, part of me would even go so far as to say like the first Malakai Black and Cody Rhodes match should have been on the show. Like, there's, I know things change in their business.
Yeah.
But it just seems like there should have been, like, it should have been over the top so that Soldier Field's obviously far too big, but somewhere bigger. Like,
yeah, somewhere bigger.
They were like, oh my God, we messed up and only sold an arena for 20,000. That sort of card. You could have sold 40, you know?
Yeah, as fun as nice as the old, and I keep on forgetting, the Sears Center has been renamed, and I don't care enough to look it up to see what the now name is. But yeah, like, it was only 10,000 people, you know? Like, it's not a big place. If you're going to do kind of a big card, you definitely want a little bit bigger of a place.
Yes. Well, I guess, they sold out. Did they sell out United Center?
Yes.
For Punk's debut?
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty amazing. And then I think that Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York, I think that could hold 15,000, 16,000? Because that's a tennis court thing.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You know? So, that should just be cool to see, actually. Outdoors.
Those weird location ones are fun.
Yes. I've always enjoyed those. My favorite one, and I know it's probably get some shit for it, was still when WCW would do the spring break ones at the pool.
Oh.
I just thought that was fun. I mean,
yeah, well, they didn't.
College kids all over the place.
Yeah, they didn't overdo it. You can definitely get drunk college students to cheer for anything, so you usually have a pretty good crowd. Even if it isn't the biggest crowd, it's usually fairly boisterous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it ends up working out pretty well. So, yeah, it's kind of weird to see them kind of doing a big card at a pretty small venue.
Yeah. So, and you know what? Maybe that's why they're holding back. I don't know. I don't remember. Is it All Out, All In? That's another one, right? All In's the one that's in Vegas, correct?
Correct.
All right, All Out in Chicago. What's the other two?
They still have Fight for the Fallen has been one that they've done a couple of times now.
That was the one I was at.
Yeah, but I don't think they've done that just in one spot. Because of course, they had the pandemic, so... But they did that one in Jackson. Huh?
The actual pay-per-views have the same name. I know they have, like, different events.
Oh. But,
like, the actual pay-per-views, there's four names. I can't remember them. Yeah, I'll just look it up.
No.
And that's what I'm getting at. I was like, okay, maybe they're saving it for one of the other ones.
It's possible.
There's Double or Nothing, All Out, Full Gear, Revolution. Oh, maybe it's All Out now instead of All In.
Yeah, I thought they did both for some reason, but if you're wikiing it, I'm gonna trust you.
Yeah, All Out is at the Hoffman, is at the Now Arena. And then there's another one, Full Gear, November 6th. That's in St. Louis.
Oh, so that's a little while off then.
No, we're going to do 4 a year, so it makes sense. So they take their time, and I don't blame them because they got plenty of other stuff. So, and now with Rampage and the other stuff, they've got more TV time to utilize. So it's funny. I remember we started doing shows and AEW started, and I was like, this show is not good, blah, blah, blah. And I absolutely look forward to AEW now. Every week, I'm like, all right, time to watch again. So.
Yeah, there's still something to me more enjoyable about. I do like SmackDown for the most part.
I did start watching SmackDown again, and yes, that show's good.
But yeah, Raw is just tough. It's a tough. That's one where it's just like, yep. The wife and I watch something until 9 o'clock, and then she normally hits bed, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna jump in here, watch the highlights of the first hour, and then I go to bed before the main event. And I'm like, yeah, I'll just watch the main event and highlights too. Because I'm just fine with it at this point. You know,
Yeah,
I don't need to do that to myself.
no, and I usually make it till 9:30, and if it's like nothing coming up I want to see, I just start playing a video game or something, and just call it quits. Like I'll catch the rest tomorrow. I don't care. And then I heard about how bad Nia Jax and Charlotte Flair was, so I was like,
Oh.
fine, I'll go watch it. Oh boy, that was bad.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah. I enjoyed that just because you don't see that kind of misbehavior most of the time.
I don't know what they were doing. Dave Meltzer said that they were trying to do a work shoot, and then I just looked at it going, this is bad. Like, if they're trying to do a work shoot, or if they're that unprofessional that they're just slapping each other and doing whatever dumb crap, you know. Again, for WWE, if you're not good in the ring, you shouldn't be there. Nia Jax shouldn't be there. Sorry, there ain't no way around it. She should be there.
Yeah, it Chris did the rewatch and he said it was his opinion that a mistake on her part triggered all of the unprofessionalism. If it's supposed to be a work shoot, then maybe I guess there's a way around that, but I don't. To me, it's not a good thing to play up Nia Jax is bad in the ring. Like it just doesn't do anything for her. Yeah, it doesn't do anything for her. You
No.
know, like it just points out the obvious that, you know, she's not good in the ring.
Never has been. So I don't understand. You have a bunch of people in NXT you can pull up. Aaliyah, I believe, is working dark matches. She got better. Put her in there. Like, give other people a chance instead of constantly going back to the same person that doesn't work out. The crowd doesn't even dislike her, like, as a character. They just don't want her around. And I'm going to say this, and yes, this is part of the reason, but now that you have Dewdrop there, you don't need Nia Jax. And I say that because that's the exact reasoning given for Braun Strowman being released, because now they have Omos. Tall guy
Oh.
gets replaced with a tall guy.
Yeah,
Big
you're
woman
just
gets
trading
replaced with a
out
big
tall
woman.
guys.
Yeah, and this time you're just trading out big women. That's it. Sorry, I mean that's how WWE compartmentalizes everything. So I feel so bad for Piper Niven.
Oh, the fact that
She
she's got
doesn't
to
deserve.
own that name is. You know,
Well, she would
I
also
think
fund
we've
it out the
mentioned this
fact that she's got
before.
this double beard.
Why does the WWE so continuously, they're like, you know what? Instead of us just giving you something good, just make, you know, the chicken salad out of chicken shit. And it's just like, well, why do you keep on putting someone in a hole? Like, that's not.
Yes.
You're not supposed to do
I'm not.
that,
You just don't
man.
give me chicken shit. Yeah, imagine how much better it would be if you just gave me chicken salad. We wouldn't have to go through all this.
Yeah, like I'm a paid.
You probably make more money.
I'm a paid and I'm a paid employee. Like, I don't.
No, they're paid independent contractors.
Oh, they're paid independent contractors.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you're supposed to. It's supposed to be a mutually beneficial agreement. So, and yeah, the WWE makes it hard to believe that they are trying to benefit their independent contractors a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah. I told Elise last night, and I mean this with all due respect, because I really do like Piper Niven, which is why I was so upset when they gave this stupid-ass name a gimmick. And now this gimmick's getting even worse.
Oh.
They had her skipping and jumping and running down to the ring. And she's not a small woman. There's no way around that. She was moving all over the place. And I remember distinctly, remember Husky Harris, when he ran down to the ring, Chris McMahon was quoted backstage going, yuck. And you didn't ever see him again until he became Bray Wyatt. Last night, or at least on Monday night, she came running down and she was jiggling all over. I don't know how else to say it. My vocabulary is escaping me. And I just told Elise, I go, she's in trouble. So I'll be very curious to see how long this runs, because Eva Marie's not over. The crowd doesn't even hate her. They just don't care. That's apathy now.
Oh, and then, yeah, she is so in apathy land. Yeah, if the WWE had really planned big things for her, even as a heel manager, again, they haven't done her any favors. Like, they started just when they started to define the relationship between Eva Marie and Doudrop, they had them break up.
Yep,
it's just like, guys, I need at least a little more time to invest in Doudrop whooping. Like, obviously, Eva Marie was the out of touch ditz in the situation. But yeah, you kind of needed more. Yeah, you just needed more of the antagonism for Doudrop to force the breakup. And yeah.
Yeah, I just think I remember when they debuted, I laid out a perfectly good scenario for them. That was off the top of my head. WWE with paid writers, 4,700 of them, can't come up with something basic like mine. And so we go, well, you know, Vince will tear it up. Well, then that's even further strengthening my point when the guy who runs the company with all these dumb ideas can't come up with a simple one. So. Yeah, it just drives me crazy. And I did feel bad last night when I saw her doing those stupid finger things and all this. Like, oh boy, don't we already have one happy-go-lucky baby face, like half delusional baby face on Raw?
Yep.
But
yes, yes, we do.
Yeah. Boy, thank God for SmackDown. How does SmackDown exist in a world where it's owned by the same company that runs Raw? It doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't.
No. It's one of those things where that's the only thing that gives me some level of hope for NXT. The weird color coding of their logo and, quite frankly, barely tweaking the logo. In general, other than a color change, it's not giving me good vibes to start with.
Oh no! No.
So
we'll see. Well, we got two more weeks before.
I believe so, because I believe it's the what is it? September 14th is the Indy Hartwell Dexter Lumis marriage.
Yes.
So I believe that is the first live event under the new regime officially.
Well, everyone loves the wrestling wedding, so it'll be fun. They never go off right. I'm guessing Austin Theory makes his return. I don't know. But we'll see.
Yeah, that is quite possible. Because they have done a half decent job. Johnny Gargano has done a pretty decent job of keeping his name out there. So he's not completely conspicuous by his absence.
Conspicuous, you mean?
Conspicuous? Yeah.
I don't know what conspicuous is.
Yeah, that, I think both works. I'm not sure.
Is that a real word?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea. I just thought you fucked up. Oh, well, I stand
No,
corrected.
but
I'm
I
sorry.
think I mean what you said, though. So I think I used the incorrect word. But yeah, yeah, it's gonna be really wrestling is. Maybe finally turning around a little bit. Like AEW has made things interesting. The WWE letting people go has helped make things more interesting. Just because you do have some names that are getting to play in some new sandboxes, which is, I that is one thing for Strowman, if nothing else, honestly. Like, he'd gone through about every feud that he could go through in the
I
WWE.
should also tell you something. It's indicative of their writing, so
Yeah.
oof.
And there's
I don't know.
weird schedule, but
Yes.
so
The
yeah.
fact we never got a proper Lashley Braun Strowman feud. Can you believe that? We got what, a
Oh.
triple threat match? Or one match? That was it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that really
Yeah,
was not
it's
a proper feud. Braun Strowman
not at
was on
all.
his way. We didn't realize it, but Braun Strowman was on his way out the door when all that was happening. Maybe that's why it was happening, is they knew that that cut was coming up, so they decided to rush a feud.
I actually just thought that we never actually got a proper feud with those guys. That's terrible. Like Braun Strowman of old versus the Lashley of now. How awesome would that have been?
It would have been fun. I would have
Oh,
enjoyed
man, we got robbed. Robbed.
it.
Before we wrap up, or before we get out of here, now you can listen to it. You don't need to really watch any of it. I do highly recommend watching, or listening to Bobby Lashley on Stone Cold's Broken Skull Sessions. It's amazing how much you don't know anything about Bobby Lashley. Like
Oh.
the stories he was telling, what he was talking about, you're like, yeah, I don't know any of this stuff, none of it. So. Just something to throw out there is all.
Yeah, I might ever since that stuff moved to the Peacock, I haven't paid as much attention. 'Cause I don't have the
Yeah, go figure,
Peacock
huh?
app on my I mean, I'm paying for Peacock, but I don't have that app on my phone, and I know that I'm kind of short on phone memory at this juncture, so I don't care enough
No.
to
But no,
download that on
that's.
there.
Yeah, but no, that's why I got I started watching it yesterday, or listening to it yesterday. So I was like, cool. It was just interesting. So
Excellent. Well, I will maybe actually listening is easier than watching sometimes.
yeah, you don't really have to watch those. So that's all I just have. I was like, basically a podcast.
Yeah.
So, and if there's something interesting, I pause it, rewind it. I can't remember who's supposed to be next either.
Oh.
They actually did announce who's supposed to be next, but oh well, doesn't matter. So, Let's get the hell out of here.
Okie doke. Beltane beer is one of my travel beers. It is Wheezing the Juice from Mirror Twin Brewing in Lexington, Kentucky. This
Pauly Shore reference, my God.
Yep. It's a slushy sour with vanilla, tangerine, blood orange, and lactose. It is a very fantastic beer, and weirdly enough, this is the since I've been drinking out of the can, I guess I had not gotten a look at it, and because of the tangerine and blood orange, I expected a little more of a Ruby Keller out of it, but it was yellow and hazy. I'm not arguing because it still tastes really, really good. Just would have expected that with a very solid blood orange flavor to it. But very, very glad that the wife and I stopped in to Mirror Twin Brewing on our way down to Tennessee. They at least a couple of beers that I've had, especially this Wheezing the Juice, is quite excellent. So if you're in the Lexington, Kentucky area, that is. That is my Beltane beer of the show here. I'm at Frank 11. That's nice. At Granny Mays. Brands at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us at a whole host of places, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.